You're listening to the WELF MPC News Radio Podcast with your host, Walter Mistletoe Livingstone, and co-host, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone. To all North Post City Elves, those in Santa's Village, in the Lower 48, and all around the world, this is your weekly update for the week of December 26, 2022. I am your host, Walter Mistletoe Livingstone.
And I'm your co-host, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone.
Let's go to press. For the week of December 26, 2022, your sponsor will be Fernando's Fireworks and Entertainment. If you're putting on a special event, stop by and see Fernando, the only authorized elf organization for fireworks in North Pole City. That's Fernando's Fireworks and Entertainment. Update from Santa's Village. Santa and his team arrived back at North Pole City about an hour and 20 minutes ahead of schedule this year. Santa said the team was able to catch a headwind on the last leg of his journey, which sped up his final approach. In total, Santa was able to deliver 7,623,693,262 presents to children across the world who were still on the nice list and are still believers. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be leaving early Tuesday morning for their two-week vacation in their villa in the Caribbean and plan on returning back to North Pole the second week in January.
From the Department of Elfland Security, Edward Hinkelmeyer has reported that the final cleanup is taking place within Santa's Village from the delivery celebration, and then all of the warehouses, workshops, and factories will be shut down for vacation starting December 27th through January 3rd. There will be no overtime, and there should be no elves within these areas during this time. I would like to thank everyone for all of their hard work this past season, said Edward. Please take this time to spend it with your friends and family, and we'll see everyone bright and early in the morning, January 4th. All of the clocks and work shift whistles throughout Santa's Village have been stopped and turned off. They will be recalibrated and turned back on again by Father Time on 12:01 a.m. New Year's Day.
The division of WWWPR has been working hard over the past week to get a lot of posts up on the website from the different divisions of the Department of Elfland Security. If you have not been following along, most of these posts are for elves in training, and you may want to take your time off to take a look at these posts and get caught up on some of your training.
In North Pole weather, temperatures will be remaining cold this week from minus 32 to minus 27, with snow flurries expected on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Firewood is being delivered out to Polar Bear Lake for those going out this week to have some fun in the snow during their winter break.
We attempted to come to you live from the delivery celebration this year with our remote unit to bring you some of the excitement that was taking place, such as the first gift of Christmas and Santa's takeoff. However, a very important case that included some of the cabling and microphones were forgotten back here at the station.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
One mistake.
We did not have time to run back and get these before the celebration began, so we will try again next year. If you're not there, some of the things that you did miss was the first gift of Christmas, which was given to Sunshine Candy Cane Winterbone from the Forestry Division, who received a new pair of gold-plated tree trimmers. And this was the first year that Santa lifted off with a vertical takeoff. It was amazing to see Santa and the team hover up over the crowd and take off. He then flew up over the city, picked up some speed, and did a supersonic flyby right over Santa's Village Christmas tree, then disappeared out over Dark Mountains. It was a very exciting departure this year, and again, we will try to go live again next year.
I think you should be in charge of this stuff next year.
I think you're right. Before we cover this week in elf history, let's have a quick music break.
When I think about the time when I was young,
For this week in Elf History, I'm going to turn it over to our investigative reporter, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone. Becky, take it away.
Thanks, Walter. Well, this week in Elf History, we're going to be talking about the movies. Well, it was December 28th of 1895 when the world's first commercial movie screening took place at the Grand Café in Paris. The film was made by Louis and Auguste Lumière, two French brothers who developed a camera projector called the cinematograph. The Lumière brothers unveiled their invention to the public in March of 1895, with a brief film showing workers leaving the Lumière factory. On December 28th, the entrepreneurial siblings screened a series of short scenes from everyday French life and charged admission for the first time. Movie technology has its roots in the early 1830s when Joseph Plateau of Belgium and Simon Stamfer of Austria simultaneously developed a device called the phenakistoscope, which incorporated a spinning disc with slots through which a series of drawings could be viewed, creating the effect of a single moving image. It was considered the precursor of the modern motion picture and was followed by decades of advances. And then in 1890, Thomas Edison and his assistant, William Dixon, developed the first motion picture camera called the kinetograph. The next year, in 1891, Edison invented the kinetoscope, a machine with a peephole viewer that allowed one person to watch a strip of film as it moved past a light. In 1894, Antoine Lumière, the father of Auguste and Louis, saw a demonstration of Edison's kinetoscope. The elder Lumière was impressed, but reportedly told his sons, who ran a successful photographic plate factory in Lyon, France, that they could come up with something better. Louis Lumière's cinematograph, which was patented in 1895, was a combination movie camera and projector that could play moving images on a screen for an audience. The device was also smaller, lighter, and used less film than Edison's technology. The Lumières opened theaters, known as cinemas, in 1896 to show their work and sent crews of cameramen around the world to screen films and shoot new material. In America, the film industry quickly took off. In 1896, Vitascope Hall, believed to be the first theater in the U.S. devoted to showing movies, opened in New Orleans. In 1909, the New York Times published its first film review. It was of D.W. Griffith's Pippa Passes. In 1911, the first Hollywood film studio opened, and in 1914, Charlie Chaplin made his big screen debut. In addition to the cinematograph, the Lumières also developed the first practical color photography process, the autochrome plate, which debuted in 1907. They were pretty smart. What do you think, Walter?
Yes.
All right, back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Becky. Before we move on with more news, let's have one more music break.
Jingle bells ring. Snowman is all around town. Watch out for reindeers are falling down. We stay up waiting for Santa tonight. He climbs down the chimney at the speed of light. While we're dancing around the Christmas tree, hugging and kissing just you and me. Santa's busy saying ho, ho, ho. We're feeling jolly, eating Christmas cake. And then we go skating on the frozen. lay, saying hi to every friendly face. And later we warm up by the fireplace. Carolers are singing outside our door, lovely songs we all heard before. As they walk from house to house to wish us all a Merry Christmas Day. Merry Christmas Day. A Merry Christmas Day. Ooh. 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 Oh. Oh, yeah. Carolers are singing outside our door, lovely songs we all heard before. As we walk from house to house to wish us
volunteers will be working with the North Pole City Commerce offices this week, adding a new 24,000 square foot addition to the building. This new addition will be used mostly for storage and work areas. With some of the additional events now being organized by the association, more space is needed to help house items and to provide work tables for volunteers. There will be a section created with shelving as well as garage doors out the back. The association is very excited for this new addition. Tinsel football had a bye week this past week, but scheduled for this coming week are the finals between the Hinkelmeyer Falcons and the Layton Gumdrops. It is expected to be another nail-biter like last year. The big game will be held this Saturday, the 30th, at 3 p.m. in Reindeer Stadium. Crowds of Elf fans are expected, and the North Pole City Sports League spokesman Marcus Icicle Appleton boasted that they have some special treats planned for concessions at the game, but we are keeping them under wraps until we open the concessions on Saturday. We cannot wait to see what they come up with. Hope to see you all at the big game.
In community events this week, in observance of National Candy Cane Day and Thank You Note Day, the team at the North Pole Post Office will be handing out candy canes to anyone sending a thank you note on December 26th. Then December 28th, it's Card Playing Day. Stop by the Cocoa Pubs and join in on a card game. They will each be having different card games available all day. Check out each Cocoa Pub to see which games they're playing. And grab a cocoa while you're there. On the 30th, it's Bacon Day! Try out some new recipes using bacon on Saturday. And maybe bring some to share at the Tinsel football game. Hey, Walter, maybe that's the secret treats that they're going to be involving. Maybe it's going to have some bacon involved.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. Well, to finish out the year and to start the new year off right, we will celebrate the Universal Hour of Peace. From 11:30 p.m. on December 31st to 12:30 a.m. on January 1st with a candlelight vigil in City Center. The Universal Hour of Peace celebrates taking a step forward towards a war-free world. Later on the 1st will be a polar bear plunge out at Polar Bear Lake for Polar Bear Plunge Day. Plan on stopping out to watch or participate in the fun.
WELF NBC would like to wish a very happy 425th birthday to Cindy Sparkles Appleton from Mrs. Claus's Kitchen. Cindy has been in charge of wrapping all the silverware that is used in the cafeteria now for almost 100 years. She says she simply loves her job and cannot wait to start her day with loading up the wrapping machine. We wish you many more happy years. This is Walter Mistletoe Livingstone
and Becky Marshmallow Livingstone
with a reminder, age is of no importance unless you're a cheese. Have a good evening. Be sure to tune in next week for another WELF NPC North Pole Radio News Update.